Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a short study I did on God's power and the Word. And I'll start in 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So many of those professing Christ fail to adhere to the truth in its entirety, refusing the conforming power of the Word of God, which conforms a man into the image of Christ himself, Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This conforming power of God is unto salvation, as one must walk in the light to receive the cleansing of Christ. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If a man willfully sins, this power of God is forsaken, as man chooses the way of death over life. Hebrews 10:26-27. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Because of this, man must keep himself in the truth, who is Jesus Christ, the Word, and must not deviate from it, lest the power of God leaves that man as he holds to lies. John 1:12-14. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Luke 22:69. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So in conclusion, Jude 1:20-21. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.